Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm chasing after you, oh God. I'm praising my way through. Hallelujah. I need more of you, Lord. Hallelujah. More and more, more and more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm chasing after you. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every minute, every hour, oh God, we need you. Hallelujah. We're chasing after you on today, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we're praising our way through. Hallelujah. So many things going on, but Lord, we're praising you. Hallelujah. We're praising you, God. Hallelujah. Yet when we praise you, God, yet when we give you the glory, yet when we give you the honor, yet when we give you the praise, because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Oh God, we love you today. We are praising our way through. We are praising our way through the bills and praising our way through opposition. Lord, we're praising our way through depression and we're praising our way through the trouble, God. Hallelujah. We're praising our way through the doubt, God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and give God some praise because he is worthy. There's none like him. Hallelujah. I see the Lord high and lifted up. He's exalted, y'all. He's seated on the throne. Hallelujah. He is worthy. God, you're worthy. Hallelujah. We love you today. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Father God, we just thank you for this time that you are allowing us to come together in this worship service. God, oh God, we are praising our way through. We are chasing after you. We are seeking your face, God. Hallelujah. Lord, light the fire. Oh, God, we don't want to be lukewarm like the fire in our hearts, oh, God. Hallelujah. Keep us hot for you, oh, God. Keep us on fire for you. Keep us pursuing you. Keep us pressing in, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way during this service. Father God, speak to the hearts of your people. Oh, God, we need a word from you. Use the preacher on today for your glory. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. We ask that you save souls, change lives, and set the captives free, oh, God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, God, we love you. We love you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you just got to praise God. I feel that praise in your belly. Just go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. You might be in your car. You might be in your house. You might be, hallelujah, at work. But go ahead and praise God. Give God some glory because he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. You still sitting there in your right mind. Hallelujah. Some of the stuff you've been through, you should have lost your mind by now. But God kept you. Hallelujah. And that's a reason to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons on New Creation Christian Ministries. We welcome you to the sanctuary. We welcome you to our service on today, and we know that there is a word from the Lord, so get ready, get ready, get ready. Know that God is going to speak to your hearts on today. We thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We just ask, Father God, we just ask that you will continue to fellowship with us. Prepare yourself to hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Know that God has you on his mind today. It's not by chance. It's not by chance that you are here. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into a worship song because I know that the preacher, Pastor Anthony Simmons, has a word in his belly. Amen. That God is going to pull out to us. So let's pray. Let's keep praising God with this next song. Look, wherever you are, I want you to clap your hands, stomp your feet. Amen. Praise God on today. And right after this song, right after we praise God with this worship song, with this praise song, the next voice you will hear with that would be that of our very own Pastor Anthony Simmons coming forth with the word of God. Let's praise him, y'all.
Right. We thank you for your name. praise our God by clapping our hands, stomping our feet. Some of us like to run. Some of us like to cry out and shout out to the Lord. Whichever way you want to praise him, he inhabits the praises of his people. When praises go up, hallelujah, the blessings of Almighty God come down. They rain on your life. They invade your territory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is the day God has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that the joy of the Lord is still your strength. I pray, hallelujah, that you are on purpose for God. He wishes above all things that you, yes, you, may prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. It's funny how sometimes we think other folk can be blessed and other people earned their blessings, and some people we look at, we think sometimes that can never happen to us, but I'm here to tell you that God is no respecter of person. And if God did it for somebody that you can visibly see is blessed, God wants to do the same thing for you and better. So receive the word of the Lord. You got to believe and walk by faith. Amen. Well, I'm going to come to you. God has placed something in my spirit today. I'm coming to you from the 23rd Psalm. It's one we all should know, a psalm written by King David. We know David went through so much, even since being called by Samuel. David was overlooked by Jesse, his father, and his brothers. David went through so much, even after slaying Goliath and trying to be faithful to Saul. And he writes in his 23rd Psalm what we're going to talk about today. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Don't forget that. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father, you speak to us today. Give us encouragement. Give us words to run this race and fight the good fight of faith. We thank you in advance for what you're about to share, to stir up our spirit, Lord. Your word is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the heart of the bone and marrow, and every thought and intent, Lord, you bring into subjection. So we give this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Faith is following you. Favor is following you. That's what I want to talk about today. Favor is following you. This is just an awesome psalm. It's a profession of David, a joyful trust in the Lord as the good shepherd and the king of his life. David joyfully trusts God, and he put all his trust in the Lord. The first verse says, it may be a little differently written in the King James Version or another translation, but this is one I memorized. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. If you are a Christian, if Jesus is not just the Savior of your life, but he is Lord, that means he is leading you. He is guiding you. He is speaking to you. He said, "When I go, I'll leave you a comforter, and he'll speak truth to you." So that voice that you hear is Jesus guiding and leading your life. He says through the Gospels, my sheep know my voice, and they will not listen to another. Beloved, you need to know there's another voice that's trying to talk to you. The devil's trying to talk to you through demonic forces and through demons that are on assignment, through your negative circumstances. There's another voice trying to talk to you and get you off the path that you're on, trusting and believing and relying on God. And I'm here to tell you, listen to the voice of Jesus always. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. I pray that you put your trust, if you haven't had it there, if you took it away from there, put your trust back in God. David went through a lot. David, the Philistines, and so many enemies, Saul, and so many enemies David had, and he survived them all. And now he writes to you and I to encourage us that the Lord is our shepherd. My wife and I, we're pastors, and we're called under-shepherds. And one of our jobs and duties from God and from Jesus as under-shepherds is to guard the sheep. Our job is to protect the flock which is amongst us. Our job is to feed the word of God to the flock of God which is amongst us. Our God is to nurture and counsel and cultivate and try to steer, amen, God's people toward him. And David is saying, as you and I make Jesus Lord, we shall not be in want. Oh, glory be to God. And so I heard you already. Pastor, my car note is due. I'm in want. My rent and utility bills are due. I'm in want. I need to go back to college. Tuition is high. I'm in want. And David is reminding you, you shall not be in want if the Lord is your Savior. That's why the Bible says God shall supply all of your needs, not your wants, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. God wants to add something to your life. God wants to multiply something to your life. God wants to increase, and God wants to give you abundance, but you must do your part and seek first the kingdom of God and put your trust back in God. So that first verse is so powerful. David says, I shall not be in want. As we go down to verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. Sometimes, beloved, we just got to stop. S-T-O-P. Yes, we're doing ministry. Yes, we're working 9 to 5. Yes, we're trying to do the work of the Lord, putting our hands to the plow and not look back. But just like the prophet Elijah got tired and just stopped, he wanted to quit. He wanted to die. Sometimes these bodies get weary. Sometimes we get weary in well-doing, although the Bible tells us not to be weary in well-doing. How many can tell the truth and say we get tired sometimes? So sometimes I had a moment this week, and I said, God, I need your help in this moment. I was sharing with my wife. I'm normally an outward, enthusiastic person, but even my natural personality was not dealing with the kind of weight and the little yoke that I had on me this week. And I went to God, the only one that can help me. And sometimes you got to do that when you're not feeling quite yourself. When you feel this yuck feeling, you wake up in the morning, you didn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. The devil got busy. The devil tried to ruin your day before it even started. And I'm here to tell you, that's when I'm going to read this right here, because it goes right in line with this next point. But I broke that word stop down. I just want to talk to you for a minute. S-T-O-P, I got an acronym I want to share with you. But Matthew 11, verse 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, somebody say rest, for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He says, come to me. Pastor, how do I come to Jesus? By going to church, by going to God in prayer, by serving God with your spiritual gifts, by stewardship, giving of your alms, giving of your money, helping the kingdom of God advance. Jesus says, come unto me, all of you who bear a burden and weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And David said, he makes me lie down. He stops me. And some of us just sometimes need to stop. Stop teaching or stop preaching or stop doing and let somebody pour into you for a change. That's why the S in the word stop, I got a little acronym, stands for solitude. Solitude. God wants you by yourself, just you and him. He needs to isolate some of us. We need privacy, personal time with God so he can speak to us. We're so busy. Paul talks about busybodies, and many of us are busybodies. My wife and I used to see some people in ministry, and they were so busy, they just busied their way out of the church. And we looked up, they were no longer active, no longer being productive because they did too much. We can't do this thing. We need God. We need to humble ourselves, and we need to say, Lord, what I can't do, you step in. But what I can do, you show me. So that S is for solitude. Find yourself away from people, away from family, away from interruptions, away from distractions. Find yourself in the presence of God. The T in the word stop stands for take time to think. They all start with the letter T. Take time to think. God doesn't want us so heavenly bound, we're no earthly good. That's why he gives us the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of knowledge, because these are practical things that will take us through life. Lord, how do I stay married? How do I pay my bills? How do I sustain your ministry and your church? I'm asking you for wisdom. I'm asking you for guidance. We need to take time to think and reflect where we are, because faith without works is dead, and sometimes we're so spiritual and we don't do the practical work. My wife will tell you, I'm very practical. I look sometimes in the natural too much. I can admit that. Well, maybe we should try this, or maybe we should try that, or more cars, more blue flyers, more commercials, more talking to, more visibility, natural things to get supernatural results. Take time to think and reflect. And the O, S-T-O, O stands for observe. Look, assess things. We need to sometimes see where we are in God. See if we're progressing in God. See if we need to go back and do something different or differently. And then the P is for pray. Stop. We got to pray. David said, he makes me lie down near still waters. And we know that Jesus gives us living waters. Amen. He restores my soul for his sake. And he guides me by the paths of righteousness for his sake. What we do is for God and not for ourselves. He is supposed to get the glory. He is supposed to get the honor. He is supposed to get the praise. And oftentimes as Christians and sometimes as believers, when people begin to praise us, that thing feels good. They begin to stroke our ego, that thing feels mighty good. They begin to compliment us and praise us and put us on a throne, and we don't want to come down from that throne. But the throne is for God. So don't let nobody stroke your ego or flatter you so much that you don't give God the praise. He said he leads us for righteousness for his name's sake. And let me just say this, live right, live godly, live holy, be righteous, live righteously, lay down sin and stop sinning, stop lying and cheating and sneaking around, give your life over to Christ, oh, glory be to God, let your light so shine that men and women will glorify your Father which is in heaven. And your light shines when you say no to the devil of this world. You say no to the temptation of this world. You say no to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. You begin to say no in your spirit and with your actions. Because I tell people all the time, action speaks louder than words. There's a disconnect with too many believers. You're saying one thing and you're living another. And God is saying, I need your words to line up with your life, and I need your life to line up with your word. He says, righteousness for his name's sake. And we go on. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There's something about being in trouble. I hope you hear God today. And he gives you a comfort and a peace, and you don't know where it came from. You just know you're 3 months behind in your mortgage. You just know you don't have enough money to pay your bills. You just know you're still sick in your body. You know that all things sometimes are falling apart, but you have comfort. And you have a peace, and that's God. He gives you comfort. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. Things are dying. Your dreams seem like they're dying. Your relationships seem like they're dying. Looks like things are being annihilated and destroyed. And he says, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Oh, that's powerful. That is so powerful. Because many of us walk through that valley when you're unemployed for a long period of time. You're going through marriage problems for a long time. Your children are acting crazy. Your teenagers are totally out of control. You look like you're going to the job from hell every day. You have an irate boss and always, just always in a bad mood, the one you work for. There's people on your job out to get you, and you know you need that money to make your ends meet and to take care of your family, but they don't realize you're going to a job that you hate because they're hating on you. And he says, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm with you. That's why if that's you I'm talking to today and you're on a job that you don't like, you better pray to God every day before you go there. You better pray and say, Lord, help me get through these 8 hours and the overtime. Lord, help me not to lose my temper today. Help me not to hit nobody today. Help me not to curse nobody out today. I need you to go into this place of employment with me. Some of you are going to school. You're being bullied. You're being picked on. You're being taunted. And you've got to say, God, I need this education. I'm going up in this school, but I need you with me. And he says, yea, though you walk through that valley of the shadow of death, he'll be with you. And David is so powerful because David wrote this. We're talking about David. And we know he hid in caves. We know Saul tried to kill him on many occasions. We know the Philistines and Goliath said, I'm going to take you and make you feed you to the birds. And David said, in the name of my Lord, my God, I'm coming against you. And the Bible says he slung his sling and hit Goliath in the head with a stone. The giant fell. The Bible says David ran upon him, took out his own sword, and cut off his head, Goliath's head, with his own sword. David was a powerful man. So he's telling you and I, we should trust God the same way. Keep your stones available. Keep your weapons. They're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. You got more than 5 stones. You got weapons, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, your testimony, your obedience, a pure heart, the blood of Jesus. Your weapons are not carnal, but they are spiritual. Use your weapons. Use your authority. Speak. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. And he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Please don't misinterpret this scripture. People always get excited when the pastor preach. He preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He's not doing that so you can gloat before your enemies. He's doing that so your enemies can start to believe in him like you believe in him. So he'll bless you in front of your haters and your enemies so they can want the God that you serve. God does not get joy out of any of his creation going to hell. God does not get joy out of any of his creation being lost and turned out. God does not rejoice when the devil wins over a soul in this life. So when he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies, he's trying to show them that when you serve him, he will bless you too. So don't gloat when he prepares that table. Don't be one of those high-minded people that's looking down on folk once God bless you. But he does that so people can want him just like we want him. He anoints our head with oil. Watch this. And our cup runs over. Don't do nothing without the anointing. Help me, Holy Ghost. So many of our churches are open and there's no anointing. So many people are preaching sermons and words and there's no anointing. We're laying hands on the sick and they're not recovering because there's no anointing. He must anoint you so you can anoint others. That means you got to clean your life up. That means you got to read his word. That means you got to pray without ceasing. That means you have to pay your tithes. That means you got to go to church. He anoints your head with oil. Then your cup runs over. Then your marriage begins to work. Your children begin to line their lives up. Then things begin to work out for you. You start to produce fruit in your life. You start to take dominion and subdue the earth. You start to multiply and increase. But first, he got to anoint you. Pastor, and to our audience today, there's just too many believers going outside and ahead of God. We need to pray. We need to talk to him throughout the day. We need to ask him for his guidance and not say yes to everything. God is not telling us to say yes to every invitation, and he's not telling us to say no to every invitation. That's why you got to go to God. Because God is not the author of confusion. Hallelujah. And I'm finally getting to my point why favor is following you. Then David said after the first five verses, surely goodness and mercy will follow. Oh, glory, I feel like running. Will follow me all the days of my life. That means every single day, goodness and mercy is following you, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You have favor on your life. That's why you're going to get that job. You have favor on your life. That's why things are going to work out for you eventually. You have favor on your life. That's why you are going to be healed in the name of Jesus. You have divine favor from on high. So go for the house, even though your credit is tore from the floor. Go ahead and apply for the business loan and start your business because you have favor on your life. Go ahead and do ministry if he has a call on your life because there's favor on you. So the favor of the Lord is on your life. And with that favor, you can do the impossible. Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel. This is so powerful. A virgin espoused to her husband Joseph, ready to be married. And the angel Gabriel said, Mary, you highly favored and blessed of the Lord. And that's how God looks at you and I today. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And we just need to say, with all this favor that's on us, it's not going to do nothing unless we do something with it. We got to apply this word to our lives. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to believe it until the very end. David said, all the days of my life, favor followed me. And until you and I meet Jesus, we need that favor. There's a level playing field in this thing called life. There are many people going for the same job. There are many people going for the same business. There are many people who are in competition with you. The determining factor why you are going to be blessed and they are not going to be blessed is because favor is on your life. And I don't take it for granted. I tell our church all the time and I tell myself all the time, I don't want to be oblivious to the obvious. I look at sometimes our church and I say, God, only you kept us out here over 6 years. We've had turnover. We've had people with a change of heart. We had people leave the ministry. We had sometimes people who sometimes wasn't not holding up the end of the bargain. We had sometimes people who thought we should be doing ministry a certain way, maybe their way. And through it all, God made a way out of no way. And he continues to show me and Pastor Rebecca and the New Creation Church family favor. And that's why God is going to bless you, because you trust him. David says, trust God. And that's what I'm telling you today. Favor is following you. It's with you. It's upon you. It's in you. But you got to do something with that favor. So I pray that this bless you today. I pray in the name of Jesus that you go ahead and move forward by faith. Move forward by faith, knowing that favor is with you. Favor is following you. That's why even when you go and do something out ungodly or something outside of the will of God, that favor is still accompanying you. You're grieving the Holy Spirit, though, in that moment, but they just have to go in there with you to protect you. Goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life, but goodness and mercy are following you sometimes where they don't want to go. Not in the go-go bar, or not to do that little rendezvous, to not get into mess. But favor is following you all the days of your life. So when you go to church, when you go to Bible study, when you go to work every day, when you take care of your family, your children in wedlock and out of wedlock, when you do what you're supposed to do for the God, goodness and mercy and favor is pleased. So I pray you are blessed today. I pray that you come to Jesus if you're burdened and heavy laden. He'll give you rest. We are people. These bodies get worn down and tired, but he doesn't want you to get burnt out. He told Elijah, sleep and eat, sleep and eat, sleep and eat. And by the time Elijah got back with it, he said, anoint Elisha, anoint Jehu, and anoint, I think the guy's name was Ahijah. And we know what Jehu did to Jezebel. Threw her out of the window and she popped like a watermelon. We know what glory be to God. We know what Elisha did, following Elijah. And we know, hallelujah, the prophet was birthed. The king was birthed. So after Elijah got some rest, he went on to do the Lord's will, and he was taken up in a chariot of fire, not to see death, because he was obedient to God. But it started with rest, and he came back to himself, came back to his senses. So David encourages us through this 23rd Psalm today. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not be in want. Hallelujah. Pastor, honey, I give it back to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Goodness and mercy are following me. Favor is following after me. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Favor is following after me. What a powerful word, Pastor Anthony. Thank you. What a reminder that we need to stop. We sometimes need to stop, amen, and let the Lord re-energize us and restore us and re-anoint us. My God, somebody out there needs a fresh anointing, and you just have to stop. You got to stop and let God anoint you all over again. And when we talk about the anointing, we're not talking about preaching, just the anointing for preaching, but don't you know that the anointing is the power that God gives you to have victory in every single area of your life? Hallelujah. You need the anointing every day, baby. You need the anointing just to keep your head up, huh? Hallelujah. Sometimes we need the anointing just to keep our head up. You need the anointing to put up with those kids. You need the anointing to go to that job. You need the anointing to go and do what you do in the church. You need the anointing to deal with the bill collectors. You need the anointing to keep believing God by faith that he's going to do what he said he was going to do in your life. You need the anointing. Hallelujah. We just need the anointing, and I just thank God for the anointing. I thank God for the fresh anointing, Pastor Anthony, that was released during that word. Hallelujah. And I believe that there are some that need to be saved. If you need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, Pastor Emily, I'm going to ask you just to lead them. You need the anointing. You cannot get the anointing without Jesus. You need the anointing. So you need to give your life to God. Give your life to Christ. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of being in pain and tired of being broken, tired of being mad? My God, give your life to the Lord and then begin to pursue the Lord and let God make the changes, the necessary changes in your life that he needs to make so that you can walk in the victory that he has ordained for you to walk in. And if you need prayer also for anything, Pastor Emily is getting ready to pray. Hallelujah. So just open up your heart to receive the prayer that's getting ready to go for a pastor. If you would just pray for those who need to be saved, and then pray for those who are a little bit discouraged on today. I just sense in the spirit that there are some people that are discouraged. There are some people that are losing hope, but they heard this word that favor is following them. Pray for them, Pastor, that they will continue to stay on this journey with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray for those, hallelujah, who are standing in the need of prayer on today for anything, whatever the Lord leads you to pray, Pastor Emily. I'm turning it back over for you to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. The Bible says, according to the book of Romans, that if we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God, we shall be saved. It goes on to say that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, glory be to God, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but shall have eternal life. And if you've never confessed Jesus as your Lord and your Savior and believed it in your heart, I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation with you today. You just simply need to repeat these words after me, and you will be saved. You don't need to be at a church altar. You don't need to do it formally, but all you need to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart what I'm about to say, and you will be saved. You will know him as Lord and Savior, the one that we talked about today. You will know him as, amen, the one that guides and leads your life. So let me pray for those who are not saved yet, and pray for their souls. Father, in the name of Jesus, say this with me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe the word of God that says you died for my sins, you was buried, and you rose on the third day according to the scriptures. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe and confess with my mouth right now that you have forgiven me for all of my sins. Right now, God, I repent of everything I did that was against your will. Now, Father God, come into my life from this moment forward. And Jesus, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Now, God, help me to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. I pray that you get into a church that would teach you what just happened. You got to go somewhere and be discipled. You have to go somewhere and learn about the Christian faith, the things of God. Jesus taught his 12 disciples when he started his earthly ministry. He said, follow me, and he taught them. And through the scriptures that was given through the power and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you have to get into a church where they'll teach you the Bible and teach you about the things of God so you can get the victory and be successful in life. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those, Lord, who needed to hear from the words of David today, that you are our shepherd. You are our Savior, and we want to make you Lord. Father God, we lay down every sin and every weight that so easily beset us today, and I pray for those who are struggling with life. I pray for those, Lord, who feel like quitting and feel like giving up on you and giving up on themselves. I pray, Lord, for all of those who have found themselves out of the will of God. They know there's a call on their life, and they know what you called them to do. But, Lord, they find themselves procrastinating out of the spirit of fear and intimidation. They find themselves with operating in unbelief. And right now, I pray for those, Lord, that you would give them rest and put them back in the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. Break the hands of the enemy off of their life. Break that spirit of bondage that the devil's trying to push them back into. Break that spirit and that yoke, Lord, of disobedience right now in the name of Jesus. El Shabbat. And I say, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Let them know that they are free. Let them know that they're a new creation.
Yes.
Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old things are gone away. Remind them that they are new. And Father God, as they are new, pour in new oil. Pour in new wine. Pour in fresh revelation in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as Paul Morton said in a song, do it, Lord, but don't do it without me. Let them be anointed from on high. Let your hand and your spirit be with them. Let the Holy Spirit be upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, and give them power from on high. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for that prayer. I felt that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so good. And listen, even before we go down from this place, we have a couple of announcements. We want to encourage you to tell somebody about this ministry. Amen. Let them know that every Wednesday at 12 noon that we come and we bring forth a word from the Lord, prophetically preach. Amen. We just come and preach what we want to preach, but we preach what we believe God wants you to hear. And sometimes you might say, well, you know, I don't know if I want to come to an online sanctuary, but look, come to the sanctuary because God wants to meet you here. And not only that, but you have to know that God has a great plan for your life, and you need to be equipped through the word of God in order to go forward and be, do, and have everything that God has for you to be, do, and have. God has a great plan for your life. According to Jeremiah 29:11, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And that's when you feel like you can't make it anymore. God has provided us here to be able to speak life into your destiny, amen, to say that God has somewhere that he wants to take you. So we encourage you not only to partake of the ministry, but to let somebody else know, spread the word. Look, help us to save souls. Help us to change lives. Help us on our mission to set the captives free, amen, hallelujah. We know that God is moving mightily in this ministry, even the virtual campus and the one that we meet at every Wednesday night and every Sunday morning over in 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We invite you to come over to 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey tonight, Wednesday night, for our 1 hour of power Bible study, and also on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Listen, I'm telling you, there is some fire in the sanctuary when the saints come together. There is nothing like it. You are in the virtual sanctuary. Internet and phone is not that easy, but guess what? God is still moving, amen. He moves in an even greater way when we gather ourselves together. So we invite you to come, amen. We invite you to sow into this ministry. Listen, sow a seed into this ministry. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Partner with us in this ministry by telling people about the ministry and also by sowing a seed into this ministry. When you give into New Creation Christian Ministries, you are helping us to save souls. You are helping us to change lives. You are helping us to set the captives free. You are helping us to do the assignment that God has called this church to do on the earth. We ask you to partner with us, not to just give a one-time seed, but to give a monthly seed ask God, pray and ask God, God, how much do you want me to send to that ministry? Sow a seed, sow a $20 seed a month, sow a $10 a month, sow $25 a month, sow $100 a month, whatever the Lord leads you to sow. And we thank God for all who give into this ministry. Listen, 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 listen. If you have given a dollar into this ministry, let me tell you, God has blessings over your life. Let me tell you, favor truly is following you, because God said, what you make happen for my house, I will make happen for your house. Amen. So God, the blessing that's on this life, I declare and decree that it's coming back to your house as you have sown into this ministry, as you have given financially into this ministry. The blessings, I send them right back to your house to overflow into your house, that every need be met, hallelujah, that you have peace in your home, that your children will be, Father God, that your children will be saved, that your spouses will be saved, hallelujah, that you will have peace, that you will have joy overflowing. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings and prosperity over your life and over your household, as you have not thought it robbery to give to this church. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, hallelujah. I felt that, Pastor. And also one more thing, we have our women's conference coming up, Christian Women of Power. It's the Women Power Conference. The theme this year is Warriors on the Front Line. It's October the 12th through the 14th. It is a free conference. We have three powerful speakers and two powerful workshop presenters. Listen, you want to come out and be a part of this conference. We have Prophetess Angie Singletary, Pastor Alicia Cooper, Dr. Virginia Booth, Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Listen, we're excited about what God is going to do on this conference. Again, it is free. Tell somebody, spread the word. October the 12th through the 14th, we are going to, my God, we're going to set it off over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If I can stream, I'll stream. Amen. I don't know if I'll be able to, but just plan to be there. Bring your friends, get a carload of friends, and bring them over to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We will serve lunch on Saturday. We're going to have some food. We're going to have some Spanish rice, some chicken, some mac and cheese, macaroni and cheese, whatever. God is going to bless. Amen. Hallelujah. So make your plans to be there. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, because if you miss it, you're going to miss God. Amen. Because God is going to be there, and he is going to be speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. And then this Friday, somebody say this Friday. Hallelujah. This Friday, we're going to be meeting over at Faithful Christian Ministries, Inc. with Pastors Dennis and Suzette Malloy. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Listen, it's a Friday evening service. We did our baptism service over there. Hallelujah. We're excited. We're going back. Somebody said we're going back. We're going over there this Friday evening from 7 o'clock p.m. until 10 o'clock p.m., therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe, 1 Corinthians 15:11, and we're going to have guest pastors and ministers, praise and worship, casual dress, don't dress up, y'all, put on some jeans, put on a t-shirt, and come on over and praise the Lord with us, amen. Pastor, I turn it back over to you, and I say God bless you all. We thank you for being with us. We love you, amen. We love you. A big hug, a big kiss coming out from Pastor Anthony and myself as we go down from this place. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I turn it back over to you. And again, we thank God for Mother Mae Thomas being in the house. God bless you, Mother. Good to see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I turn it back over to you.
Amen. To God be the glory. He's just an awesome God. And we just, again, thank you for listening, tuning into us. We pray that these Wednesday sessions, these Wednesday services are blessing you. We can't do this without you, so thank you for calling, and we pray Godspeed be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, spread the word about this online campus, this online ministry, this online church service. Some people are sick and shut in. Some people can't get to an actual church, and they can call in by their phone or through their computer and be a part of what we're doing. So I'm going to pray the final blessing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you be with every listener today, their household, everything they're standing in the need of right now, Lord. We pray that you would meet every need in the name of Jesus. Go in peace and serve God.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to have some church tonight. I can feel it already.